Chapter 10. Brethren, the delight of my own heart and my supplication which I address to God for them is for salvation. For I bear them witness that they have zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of law for righteousness to every one that believes. Verse 5. For Moses lays down in writing the righteousness which is of the law. The man who has practiced those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks thus: Do not say in thine heart, Who shall ascend to the heavens? That is, to bring Christ down. Or, Who shall descend into the abyss? That is, to bring up Christ from among the dead. But what says it? The word is nearly in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from among the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart is believed to righteousness, and with the mouth confession made to salvation. For the Scripture says, No one believing on him shall be ashamed. For there is no difference of Jew and Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich towards all that call upon him. For every one whosoever who shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without one who preaches? And how shall they preach unless they have been sent? According as it is written, How beautiful the feet of them that announce glad tidings of peace, of them that announce glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the glad tidings. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So faith then is by a report, but the report by God's word. But I say, have they not heard? Yea, surely. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the extremities of the habitable world. But I say, Has not Israel known? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy through them that are not a nation. Through a nation without understanding I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I have been found by those not seeking me. I have become manifest to those not inquiring after me. But unto Israel, he says, all the day long, I have stretched out my hands unto a people disobeying and opposing.